You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and I'm proud to announce we're out in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm at PRI. Today, my guest on the show is Cindy Simpson, and she is with Women in Motorsports in North America. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. It's a busy, busy day.
Well, Cindy, I'm excited to learn more about Women in Motorsports in North America, but before we get into that, how did you get started in the industry?
I think I was born into it. I was actually born in Santa Cruz, California. My dad worked at General Motors, and that was where my love of cars started. My first car was a 64.5 Mustang and a 68 Camaro, so all the boys like me. So I thought, I'm going to stay in the automotive industry.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm from Michigan. I'm from Detroit originally, so I grew up in a car guy, and my dad had an auto body shop, so I mean, I fell in love with it, and coming out to PRI, I'm not even going to lie, it was a good excuse for us to get out here, and Mission Matters, getting into motorsports, so having a lot of fun. That being said, Women in Motorsports, tell us about the organization.
Sure. Women in Motorsports North America is a community of professionals focused on advocating for women in the industry. Doesn't mean just a race car driver. A race car driver, it's an engineer, it's a PR specialist, it's a hospitality specialist. Motorsports has been around a long time. Women represent 52% of the But forever, this has been a very male-dominated sport. For example, if you go to a race today, any racetrack in America, the men have more bathrooms than women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a problem when we try to do female events at these tracks because we got to figure out a way to accommodate the other half of the population. And this is a key finding.
Wow. So tell me a little bit more about the history of the organization. Like, how did it come about?
Yeah, it came about 3 years ago. We created a summit called Women with Drive. And it was as part of the...
Great name.
Yeah, Women with Drive, right? Part of the IndyCar race at the Music City Grand Prix. In fact, the chairman, Matt Cruz, called me and he says, you know, we're having our first race. Nobody does something for women. Come up with something really special. So we created our first summit. We had 110 people there in a honky-tonk bar, and we're sold out. Beth Peretta and Lynn St. James were there. Lynn is well known for racing at 80. She raced her first race when she was 45 years old in 1992 and won Rookie of the Year and raced 7 races after that. 2 years ago, Beth Peretta filled in almost all women's Indy teams here at the Indy 500. Lynn was in the pits. She saw what Beth had done, and she cried. And she said, finally, we may have made it. So the group put together about 40 men and women in the group, all worked together 6 months, developed a color plan, a mission statement on if we started the foundation, how would it look, and where would we go. We were incorporated in April of 2022. It's gone big. We had our second summit in Charlotte last year at Charlotte Motor Speedway. We had 330 people. We sold out again. And last month, we had our third summit. It was at Phoenix Raceway. We had 450 people and again, sold out. And what's special about that summit is we had 58 sponsors, 98 speakers, 7 keynotes, 42 were female race car drivers. That's never been done before, where 42 women drivers are in one room at one time. And the audience was about 80% female and 20% male. But the males that are in the room are the president of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, the president of IMSA, John Doonan, the head of SRO, Jim Jordan. So we tend to bring in the most key influential people in the industry, and we're all making it easier.
What do you attribute some of the success to this to? Like, it's just an amazing story. What do you think makes it so successful?
Our mission. Our mission is a very benevolent one. It's to grow the sport of motorsports. Mm. it can be done by advancing more women in the industry, but also for the fans, letting women know that they can be a fan of the sport. They can feel welcome. We're actually, as you said, at PRI right now. PRI, Performance Racing Industry. Let's look around. Let's count 100 people.
Yeah.
I don't see one woman. Oh, there's one.
Oh.
Right there. My hope is, in years to come, every other woman would be next to you. That you would see more women as much as you.
Yeah, I can see that. And until you said that, I didn't even notice it. But now, when I think about it, when I think about the opportunity there, so when you think about sponsors and you think about the industry as a whole, you have a household with two enthusiasts now, and it's an inclusive thing. I mean, that seems like it's win-win for the industry and for everyone around, right?
Exactly. In fact, there's a statistic we were talking about this week that women make about 80% of the purchasing decisions.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking,
So if you make them feel welcome, and your husband goes to the wife, he says, "Yeah, honey, I like this thing called Wonder Sports." I'll give you an example. The last 2 years, I had an agency prior to becoming the executive director focused on advocating for women in all of them. I hooked up with Ferrari, and I did over 400 test drives with women only.
Wow.
99% of the women would show up. "I can't do this. I'm not empowered. Oh, my husband or my boyfriend's not there." "Girl, get in the car." She gets out of the car, and it's like a whole new woman.
Wow.
She has confidence. She's brave, and she's actually buying Ferraris. I've sold 10 Ferraris by just doing women only test drives. But not only Ferraris, other women. Well, you might not think you can afford a Ferrari. One woman called me, and she bought a Porsche. The next month, I hear she started her own Porsche
club,
and then her own Porsche Concours, and she's become such a zealot by that one little 10-mile ride.
Wow. So that being said, for the people that are out here watching this and that'll watch this far into the future, like, what would be your words, whether it's a could be a woman, could be just a new to motorsports enthusiast in general. One of the things that I've been noticing in this word that I've heard very often as I've had the privilege of doing these interviews in PRI is the word community. Like the racing community, everything else. This is my year one. Year two, I'm saying I'm family. There you go. But year one, I'm still new and getting my footing. Like, tell me about like what that means to your community.
It's all about the community. We at the summit did, I don't know what the word is, where people put in a bunch of words, like what does WIMNA or Women in Motorsports mean to you? And all these words show up. Community is very important. And so community to me is also friendships. You meet new people, you build incredible friendships, you do great work together, you network together, and you lift each other up. Community is the core of this industry.
So what's your vision for the organization going forward? Like, what would be your ideal situation?
Getting so many young ladies in the next generation. I'm older. Lynn's older. We can keep talking to ourselves, but if we don't get I call them the babies, you know, the 13, 18, 25 years old. So next year, we do track days or track events in partnership with Bosch, IMSA, and others, where we go find 30 women, we bring them in for a day or two, we do a tour, and then they get a ticket to go to the race. Once somebody goes to a race, there's the community they become hooked. So it's very, very exciting. Next year is going to be really important to bring in our new community.
That's awesome. And how does digital play in this? Like digital, whether it's social media or otherwise, I'm just curious how the marketing, because something you're doing is going great. I know you said it's mission, it's community, I get that, but like the numbers you're doing and the people that you're attracting, that's phenomenal.
Well, we were very blessed this year at the summit. We had our first stream global sponsor right here, Gainbridge. They stepped up. They said, "We want to do this. We don't want you to charge. We want to get your mission out." That was really, really cool. And it really helped our social media numbers out. We're also, I know I just talked about the past, excuse me, the future with the young ladies, but I'm also about the past in telling stories of the woman who forged the history for these women. So I do a series of documentaries that's called Left Behind. We're on our third one. They are on Fox Sports, launching during Women's History Month. Our first one was on Betty Skelton. Never heard of her, I guarantee you. Paula Murphy, she was the first woman to test drive in 1963 right here at Indian Water Speedway. And I'm just about to finish with my partner, Pam Miller, eight-time Emmy Award winner, Shirley Cha-Cha Modell, the leading, most celebrated woman in drag racing until this year, where Erica Enders and Angel Sampi beat her. But there's still, she's a legend. She's an icon. If she was here today, there would be a line all the way around the convention center because Shirley demands that kind of respect.
Wow, it's amazing, and I love to hear all the work that you're doing, obviously, and just what the attention that you're bringing to the sport overall, and specifically for women, and providing that inclusive opportunity for the sport to grow and for the next generation, as you mentioned. 2024, it's coming on us. What's on your vision for 2024?
Just keeping it going, finding new opportunities, just pounding the flesh, trying to get out there and tell our story. And do it in a very strategic way with our allies, men and women, hand in hand. If the men don't know what we're doing, they're not going to support us. It's, again, historically a very male-dominated environment. They have to come on.
So, Cindy, first I want to thank you for coming on the show. Then second, I want you to look into the camera and I want you to tell everyone how they can get involved, how they can connect, how they can follow.
Yeah, so you can go online to Women in Motorsports NA, that stands for North America, .com. If you want to check out our summit, it's womenwithdrivesummit.com. Our social media handles are Women in Motorsports NA, and you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, not TikTok, a little bit of Twitter, no Snapchat, but we try to cover them all.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again for coming on the show. Yeah. And then to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you had a lot of fun here. We have some more interviews coming up for you at PRI. Don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Love to share some more.